Good morning. Improvised from Pennsylvania, this is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018. On this day 2 years ago, the Panama Papers, a leak on offshore companies, were published. And also, in 2010, the first generation iPad was released. Berlin's construction, information, communication, and public administration sectors have seen particularly strong growth and is why the labor market in the region continues to develop positively. Unemployment numbers have been cut in half in Berlin since 2005, and Brandenburg since 2009, according to the Regional Directorate of the Federal Employment Agency on Thursday. The unemployment rate in Berlin is now just under 7%, and in Brandenburg, 8.5%. Youth unemployment in particular has fallen by 7.9% in Berlin and 10.4% in Brandenburg. In March, 162,000 people were unemployed in Berlin, around 3,500 fewer than in February and just under 13,000 fewer than a year ago. The number of unemployed therefore fell to its lowest level in March since the statistics began in 1991. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, has distanced himself from the current labor market and social policy. 15 years after the last reforms, there is no social acceptance for the unemployment program known as Hartz IV. Müller therefore wants to end the Hartz IV system. In his view, it is outdated in the context of digitalization and the rapidly changing world of work. Instead, Müller advocates a basic income based on solidarity for the unemployed and based on a genuine employment relationship. There is a normal wage, social security contributions are paid, and one acquires pension rights. Solidarity is exercised in both directions. The state is in solidarity because it supports people and gives them the work they need. And conversely, they bring their labor to areas that benefit the community. Müller has a clear idea of how high the solidarity-based income should be, stating that people are guided by the minimum wage. A single person with full-time employment should earn approximately 1,200 euros net. If you have children, you would also be eligible for child benefits. Two people died in tragic fires in Berlin residential buildings on Sunday evening. According to the fire brigade, a resident was rescued in Lichterfelde who could no longer be resuscitated. A woman was also killed in a fire in Zehlendorf. Despite resuscitation, she could not be saved, the fire brigade reported. Another fire broke out in a retirement home in Charlottenburg. Three people were taken to hospital with smoke poisoning. Several hundred people took part in the traditional Easter march in Berlin-Moabit and demonstrated against an increase in arms expenditures and the foreign missions of the Bundeswehr. The motto was, "Dismantling instead of upgrading. Stop arms exports." A police spokesman remarked it was a quiet demonstration without any problems. At the beginning of the demonstration, several hundred people were reportedly participating. And while it was raining at the beginning, the weather did get a little better, and the number of participants during the final rally rose to at least 1,000. The Easter March began as a protest against the nuclear arms race during the Cold War exactly 60 years ago on Easter Sunday, 1958, in Great Britain. The first Easter March in Germany was attended by about 1,000 people in 1960. In 1968 and 1983, the Easter marches in Germany reached their climax with hundreds of thousands of demonstrators. In the years that followed, the movement lost momentum. And a quick reminder from the Berlin briefing team. Until April 13th, we will be in separate time zones. And while we will keep on trying to provide you with your daily fix of local news, we might not be able to publish as regularly and at different times than usual. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook or subscribe to our podcast to get notified when a new episode has been released. Berlin Briefing will probably be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.